You're watching Breakthrough with Rod Parsley, equipping the body of Christ and tomorrow's leaders to reach America and the world.
Hey there, I'm interrupting this broadcast Breakthrough to deliver some really, really exciting news, especially for pastors, church leaders, everyone involved in ministry. You know, the only difference between you and someone you perceive to be more successful is knowledge. And I want to inform you of a tremendous opportunity to discover secrets, strategies to increase growth and breakthrough roadblocks that may be limiting your influence, your overall reach for God's kingdom. Valor Christian College proudly presents Breaking the Growth Barrier Seminar with Dr. Alvin Reed, July 2nd through July 4th, right before Dominion Camp Meeting. Dr. Reed is one of the world's foremost experts in church growth, evangelism, and kingdom influence. And he's written some of the most recognized and awarded books on the subject. In this 3-day intensive seminar, he's ready to equip you with tools that you need to fine-tune the trajectory of your ministry and catapult it beyond all current barriers. Dr. Reed has taught at great institutions like Liberty University, Southwestern Seminary, Cape Town Theological Seminary, Harvard University, Duke University, and dozens more. His vast missions experience in over 30 nations gives him invaluable insight that he's excited to share with you. So I encourage you, be here. Find a renewed sense of vision as you discover innovative, creative, practical means for marked growth and improvement. Space is very limited. Better not procrastinate. Register now at valorcollege.edu. That's valorcollege.edu for this exclusive Breaking the Barrier seminar, Wednesday, July 2nd through Friday, July 4th. City Harvest Network members can take advantage of a very, very special discount, but only if you act quickly. This transformational training is eligible for fully accredited college hours, or you can audit and receive an auspicious certificate of completion. So hurry now to valorcollege.edu. And I'll be looking forward to hosting you right here in Columbus, Ohio, beginning July 2nd. I need somebody to say, I have a mediator. Do you know what a mediator is? A mediator is that one that steps in the middle. He's that go-between. He's that mama that when daddy is about to rage on you, said, hey, hold on now. A mediator. So I want to talk to you for a moment, in brevity, on the subject, have we no mediator? John 16, verses 7 and 8. If you'd throw that up there for me, I tell you the truth, Jesus speaking. It is expedient. We've learned that that word means to your advantage. It is to your advantage that I go away. Can anybody look around and see the physical body of the Lord Jesus Christ here today? But do you know he's here? How you know? You can't see. Let's go on. He said, it's better for you that I don't treat you on this Father's Day Sunday morning like I did Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus climbed up in that sycamore tree And he looked down and Jesus was passing by. So he called out to Jesus, and Jesus said, Zacchaeus, make haste. Hurry up, come on down here, because I'm going to your house today. Now, some of you have some cleaning up to do. Some stuff to get back in the drawer. Some stuff to get out from under the bed. And under God, would you clean the top of your refrigerator? Some of us can see that. Amen. Every woman will go home today and get up on a stool and look on top of her refrigerator. Amen. Jesus said, you'll be better off if I go on back to heaven. Because if I don't go back to heaven, the Comforter, the Paracletos, the one called alongside to help, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God, will not come. But if I go away, so it's really, really good that you can't see him today. Because if we could see him, others could not. You track him with me. You're picking up what I'm laying down. But if I depart, I will send him to you. The bodily presence of King Jesus drew men to himself. The bodily presence draws the eyes of men. But the Holy Ghost draws beyond the soulish level, mind, will, and emotions. The Holy Ghost in the earth right now will draw men's hearts. Jesus said, I don't do my own thing. I do the will. Boy, that's heavy. I do the will of him that sent me, because they are one. They are in perfect, absolute, harmonious agreement. That's why people say, well, that's the God of the Old Testament. What did you do? Is he cut in half? If we only needed the new, he'd have never given us the old. The Holy Spirit was in human form, Jesus Christ. I'm going to try again. The Holy Spirit was Jesus Christ in a flesh suit. The Holy Spirit was God in Christ, anointed of the Holy Ghost. Hold on now. Now, the Holy Spirit in human form was who? Jesus. The Holy Spirit in human form was who? Jesus. The Holy Spirit in spirit form was who? God. The book said God is that spirit. So if God is that spirit, and that spirit in human form was Jesus, guess what you is? When you are filled with the Holy Ghost, you are the manifestation of that spirit in the flesh. And the day after Pentecost, there were 3,000 men who got possessed by it.
plus 3,000 women, plus the children. No wonder he didn't want to stay in the manifested Emmanuel, God with us in the flesh. Because if he stayed in the flesh, he would have had to die, watch, eternally. It was that spirit that invaded that tomb and raised up that flesh suit so that he could get it back to heaven, give a World Wrestling Federation tag team handoff to that spirit and send him flooding the earth to be in us. At Pentecost, the God in Christ became the Christ in you. The Holy Ghost is in the earth to tabernacle in us. In your body, that's the outer core where God's Spirit dwelt. It's the inner court, that's the body. Your body, outer court. Then there's the inner court. Don't have time to teach you. That's where the illumination of the Holy Spirit was with the golden candlestick. Outside, in the outer court, there was the brazen altar. Because you can't go any further with God till you get in that burning altar and deal with the sin issue. You gotta wash your hands in the laver. Then you get into that inner court. That's your soul. Illumination. But then you go through the veil, which has been torn into the very Shekinah, the manifested tangibility, glory of God, where you cannot see him, but that's where he dwells. That is your spirit. You are a walking, breathing, moving tabernacle. That's why God had him build the tabernacle. Because wherever you move, I'm going to be right in the middle of you. Wherever you go, I'm going to be there ahead of you. Whatever you say, I am listening. Our mortal bodies are the tabernacle of God. Not some wispy little thing that, you know, swoops in and out of your life every now and then when you're worshiping. He's there when you're damning his name. He's not just here in this altar. He's with you slipping around at the bar. He's with you when you're in a group, and he's with you when you're alone. He's with you while you're sleeping. He's with you in your car. He's with you putting the nonsense on the social media. Now then, We need a mediator. Here's why. Because you're still in a nurse suit. You're still dealing with the crucifixion of your flesh that you keep breathing life back into and resurrecting. God's killed some of this stuff in many of you 100 times. And you go in and with your words resurrect it. And I feel bad. That triggers me. Now, I'm not saying that that is not true. But what you've forgotten is that we have a mediator. Look, and he's not waiting on you here at this altar. He's not waiting on the elders to gather around you and sling tears. He's waiting on you to hear him and respond with absolute immediacy. He's working. Fine-tune your spiritual ears. Now listen, it's not enough just to hear him. Because the gospel is not about you never messing it up. God's word says it this way, little children, I have written these things to you that you sin not, but I know you're going to mess it up. If you do sin, you have an advocate. You're not one of those steel balls in a pinball machine. You're not a pinball wizard. You have inside your being God living in you. God, help us to learn his voice, to respond when we get to the end of our chain and be like that prodigal. What in the world am I doing here? Why am I doing this? I'm talking about he that lives within you, that will help you understand what you're doing, how you're acting, what you're saying, and govern what you do. You're not on your own. Stop being on your own. I'm teaching you how to live this thing. And you are not going to mess it up. You're going to mess it up. You probably did this morning. Said a word you never should have said. Thought a thought you never should have thought. Made a move you never should have made. And you feel that gentle nudging or that screaming voice.
Come on.
Because I tell God all the time, hey, I got a hearing problem in my spirit. So could you heal my ears? I need a healing. Because I missed that. I missed it. I messed it up. And if I'd have heard you right and I'd have responded, I'd have never gotten that mess. Can I get a witness? Everybody just lift both hands right now and say, thank you, Jesus, for the chain. I embrace the chain. Holy Spirit, attune my heart to your direction. I repent of every wayward thought, every sinful act and action, for words that I never should have spoken, attitudes I never should have had. Cleanse me now by the precious blood of Jesus, and I'm going to get up and I'm going to go again. Thank you for the blood that washes white as snow. Thank you for the Holy Ghost, God in me. Thank you for your love, your protection. Help me to learn the voice of the Holy Spirit. Now give him praise and give him glory. It is my sincere hope and fervent prayer that you've been strengthened by today's message, my precious friend. I truly do believe that we must return our mediator, the Holy Ghost, to our family life, to our church life, to our personal prayers, to our pulpits, so much so that we must ask, we must plead for the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Holy Trinity, to have absolute priority in our personal everyday lives. When the Holy Spirit is at liberty to move, he'll produce radical, revenant, redemptive change. It's the precious fruit of a true Holy Ghost gospel. If you love Pentecost, and I know you do, as I've articulated, distilled it in my brand new exciting book, it's the sequel to my Revival If best-selling book. It's called Pentecost If, Ancient Secrets, Timeless Truths to Release Pentecostal Fire into Your Life. It's my gift to you today, just to thank you for your Pentecost offering of only $50 or more. 50 pente, 50 days between Passover and Pentecost. As you study the pages of this informative and revelatory new book, I believe you'll continue to develop in the fruit of the Spirit and be conformed to the very character of Jesus Christ by the Holy Ghost of Pentecost, the Conformer. Every blessing afforded to you and me as believers is without question conditional. We must first hear the prompting of the Holy Spirit within us and then act on that in obedience. You know, this is a set time of God, a moedim of God, a celebration. The celebration of the resurrection is Passover. Now, 50 days later, the great celebration of the Feast of Pentecost and the advent of the Holy Spirit into this people planet. And that's why my family and I always include the number 50 in our Pentecost commanded once a year offering to the Lord. Now, I don't know what the Holy Spirit is speaking to your heart. Could be $50. The question is, does it stretch your faith? And most importantly, does it bring honor to God? Maybe your gift would be $50 in each hand, a Pentecost praise offering of $100, maybe more. Just ask the Lord what your gift should be, and then hear, listen for it, the voice of the Holy Spirit, and then obey by calling or logging on at rodparsley.com. Your generous Pentecost offering will help our global soul-winning ministry continue to preach and teach and raise up those who are unashamed of the power of Pentecost through Valor Christian College and this international broadcast to Breakthrough. Please don't miss
your appointment with the life-transforming power and fire of God on Pentecost Sunday, June 8.
Accept your Pentecost appointment with power and believe for 7 blessings of Pentecost to be released into your life. Give in obedience to God's instruction and sow your Pentecost seed today. Be one of the first to receive a special author's signed edition of Dr. Parsley's book, Pentecost If, Ancient Secrets and Timeless Truths to Release Pentecostal Power in Your Life. This book is a lifetime in its creation and testament to 50 years of integrity. With your Pentecost seed of $100 or more, you'll also receive an exciting 10-disc ministry set on ancient secrets for Pentecostal power. Plus, experience the power of the Word of God by listening to the new CD, Prayers of Personal Power, Salvation, Healing, and Deliverance. Be encouraged by the rich anointing on Dr. Parsley's words and music that will set the atmosphere in your home for peace and prosperity. Help reach the world with good news of Christ and the Holy Spirit with a special Pentecost seed of $1,000 or more. As our thank you, we'll include this stunning 13-inch globe that symbolizes the way you are helping reach continents and cultures. The golden rings evoke the divine commission you're helping to fulfill. Call with your Pentecost gift. Scan the QR code to go directly to rodparsley.com or mail your offering to P.O. Box 100, Columbus, Ohio, 43216. Thank you for helping Breakthrough carry the power of Pentecost to the world.
Your destiny centers on being a true world changer. It requires access to a specific anointing coupled with superior education.
Why wait? Start your journey to be a world changer on a campus where fun meets purpose. With new scholarships just added and federal financial aid for qualifying students, it's never been easier to become the world changer God has called you to be. Call the number on your screen or visit valorcollege.edu. Valor Christian College, where world changers are made.
You want power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm you? Because if you ain't got no resistance, come on, somebody, you ain't doing nothing threatening to the kingdom of darkness.
We no longer buckle under reverence and fear at the presence of the Lord. Oh, but not this people, and not today.
We know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
We need a move of the Spirit, because it is only the Spirit that can call strong and wrong to bow and break.
God can heal. God can save. God can send revival. God can move in this nation.
God brought you into the kingdom for such a time as this. God is getting ready to bring you to tables for His glory.
People that were trailblazers, history makers, and tomorrow will change the world.
Dominion Camp Meeting, July 4th through the 6th. DominionCampMeeting.com.